This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The leader of Ethiopia's former rebel group, Tigray People's Liberation Front, Debretsion Gebremichael, has called for the holding of elections immediately in Tigray. He said the interim administration can only govern for between 6 months and a year, in line with the Pretoria Peace Agreement, according to a post on Facebook on Monday. He has stressed that the people of Tigray have to be led by leaders of their own choice. And to discuss this further, we have on the line advocate Sipho Mandula, a researcher at the Thabo Mbeki African School on Public and International Affairs. Advocate Mandula, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Afternoon, my dear C7 Jumbo Africa, to your listeners.
Now, advocate, what do you make of the calls for early elections in Tigray? Is this what is meant to take place?
You know, I was checking on the peace agreement, and if you recall, it has been going through phases. The first phase being that just this past Friday, there was the issues of the military being allowed, also the demobilization of the army. And also in early April, remember that there was between March and April, there was an appointment of an interim head of the Tigray regional government, and which is led by Getachew Reda. Now, if you look, you have a new interim head, and the cabinet was in April. To be fair is that when you do electoral space or when you plan for the election, to have it immediate, it will take you 6 to 12 months actually to plan for an election, despite that it's a small province, but also taking into account that their elections have been delayed since 2020. So one looks at this as a pressure that is going to the federal government from Getachew as the former advisor to the president of Tigray. It might not make sense for now because to put elections together, it is not something that you can do overnight. It will take time, Sister Lulu.
The two-year war in Africa's second most populous country, had killed thousands of civilians. We saw this and forcing some 2 million plus from their homes before it ended with this truce last November. Are elections the only viable solution?
Not at all, but also we see elections as a proper representation of your representative, which are your political parties or political leaders. And as you have said earlier, Gebremichael talking about that Tigrayans have the right to elect their own leaders. Yes, you might need a proper government beyond having an interim structure. And also, like you said, it's not all about elections. It's also about rebuilding of Tigray as part of Ethiopia, not as a separate. Remember that even if they have a self-administration, they are still part of the national government. That's how it should be understood. And secondly, as you have said, it is important also to look at the feasibility is it feasible to have this election when we know that the peace agreement was just signed in November last year. So for me, I think he is pushing both the federal government and also those who are guarantors of this peace agreement to fast-track this electoral process. And which, like I said to you, there's a cost implication, and also there is an issues around how do you also allow those who have been exiled to come back home? Because we have this issue that Tigray is close to Eritrea, but some of the people who are involved in this war, others went exiled, others are still with the federal government.
And also, advocate, is it not cause for concern, the fact that he's standing up and trying to push the people who have ensured that there is some sort of truce in Ethiopia that is standing and it is working so far? Should there not be cause for concern with regards to maybe some sort of instability being instigated or insinuated by this call Gebremichael, that, you know, people will start asking questions that they're not ready to deal or to face up to?
No, correct. And again, you know, it might be the issue of interpretation and the issue of implementation, how he interprets the peace process. But also, if you look at that news cable report, it talks about also that The current interim chairperson, the chairwoman, he has not said anything about this move that came yesterday, because the issue is that one will have assumed that you needed an internal consultation before you go external. Because once it go external, your USA and other guarantors of this peace process might also want to jump into this bandwagon of calling for early elections. But also, when you call for the elections, is the political environment fertile for the people of Tigray and Mekele to go for these elections, considering also that Ethiopia is going through a lot in terms of economy, in terms of also looking at its challenges broadly when looks at the democratic gains of Tigray. So one would say there should have been a need for him to engage internally with TPLF, including even the new cabinet that was appointed in April, to say how do we plan the transition or the phasing in of the election. Because, yes, you cannot have an administration that sits for more than a year. You need to plan for the election. But at some point, is maybe the interpretation and the implementation of this peace process.
You touched on something that's also very key, the fact that a lot of people who have been displaced, whether internally or externally outside the country, there's also a major humanitarian crisis. And looking at last week, thousands of internally displaced people in the Tigray region protesting, staging massive protests in major cities of the region, calling for aid assistance, calling for NGOs and government to facilitate the resumption of suspended humanitarian aid and their safe return home. This is clearly a place that is definitely not ready for elections, and this may cause even more instability.
No, correctly, because now what he's doing is worsening the humanitarian crisis. And as you have mentioned, it is also the role of the federal government. Remember that they've given access to the UN, they've given access to the NGO, but also what we are still sitting with is those pockets of unrest in some of the regions in Ethiopia, both in the north and both in the west. But if you look at that issue of saying, are the elections only the panacea to the challenges of Tigray, one might say no, for the main issue is the rebuilding of the economy, the infrastructure, reintegration of the community to their families. That is very key, if one looks at the question of how do you democratize Mekele and how do you work on their relation with the federal government, because you still need to have a working relationship with the federal government in terms of supporting this call for the early election, but also calling off early election is to understand who are the role players also, who will be the political parties contesting for that power, or it will be the same TPLF that we know of 1990 that came into power. So one has to look at the dynamics and at the same time, like you said, balance the needs of the citizens who have went exiled, citizens who went out of the country due to the conflict. So those are the issues that I think TPLF members have to consider before they call for the elections, because elections, as I said earlier, there's a cost implication, and also is that are they ready for issues of governance when they have not yet rebuilt their own infrastructure.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.